Begin transmission.
You are listening to Corellian Run Radio, your route through hyperspace to the latest news on Star Wars The Old Republic.
Hi, and welcome to Corellian Run Radio. This is episode 191 and recording live Saturday, August the 12th, 2017. My name is Jason. I'm joined by my co-host, Mock. And howdy, Mocks.
Hey, Jason. I have to say, welcome to our chat room. Oh my gosh, it is totally hopping. We have like a bunch of people in there. Thank you all for joining us on our live broadcast.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you. Also, thank you, Kid Lee, for the host. Appreciate that. I see he's jumped into the chat also. Thank you, sir. So, Mox, what have you been up to, sir?
Oh my gosh, it's been a busy couple weeks. Let's see, I have streamed a little bit. This past week I didn't stream, wasn't feeling up to it on Tuesday, and then Thursday we had some passionately casual business to take care of, but I did stream the week before. I've been doing a little bit of leveling on there. Well, not leveling, I shouldn't say, it's really more story stuff. As I mentioned before, I have taken my tunes now. Whenever I want to level somebody or do a story, I am leveling them to 70. And then, so that's out of the way, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. Then I go back playing with the story and kind of looking at that and, you know, refreshing my mind, because it's been a while since I really have paid attention to these stories, so I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, I totally agree. We talked about that also, about how leveling and stuff, and you can kind of spin that on its own, you know, make sure you go and level all the way up through story to your ship, then just burst all the way through to 70, and then you can still jump in with guild stuff. With raids and different things like that, and you can still go back and do the story at your own pace when you want to do that. So,
exactly. I have actually been watching a lot of streams recently. It seems like everybody's decided to start streaming, and it's fantastic. I'm enjoying my stream. I know that Magic Ace is starting a stream. She has been tweaking stuff. Hopefully, she'll have like a big inaugural like boom. Here's my first stream. Come and watch me play some Mass Effect or some SWTOR or something like that. So, good luck with that, Magic. We all wish you well.
Yeah, and speaking of that, she just popped right in the chat right when you said that. So it's kind of cool.
Imagine that. It's like Kismet or something.
It's like,
oh, wait, magic. He was a previous guest. Never mind.
Yeah, he's another guest.
It's not Kismet. Yeah. Let's see, what else have I been doing? And then playing some here and there, you know, just randomly, you know, logging in, do some stories here, stories there. I've been busy with just general podcast stuff, lining up trying to line up some special guests for Passionately Casual and, you know, and also for Corellian Run. So we have some things in the work for the coming weeks. Speaking of that, keep your ears, you know, to this podcast, because later on we have a very special announcement of what's going to be happening on our very next episode.
Yeah.
So what about you, Mr. Jason? What have you been up to?
Yeah, Magic says your ears are burning. And not only because we were talking about her, but definitely the announcement that Mox is going to be mentioning is pretty special. So we will talk about that. What I have been doing, well, I have got my health back. Holy cow, I feel so much better now. I'm able to game again. Oh my gosh, I was going crazy. The only thing that was saving me was the fact that I have been binge-watching the heck out of Games of Thrones. That is an awesome show.
How far are you?
I'm still just in season 3. I had to take a break, man. I was getting like, everything was like running together. I was like, now what just happened? So
yeah, a lot of characters to follow in that.
A lot of people dying.
Yeah, some things I don't understand, like the timelines don't seem to make very much sense, because at one minute, like, somebody will be at the wall, and then next minute they'll be at King's Landing. I'm like, but that's thousands of miles away. Like, you know, they didn't have airplanes. So how, like, you know, what's the timeline going on here? So, I would appreciate if they would kind of keep that a little bit more in perspective, but all in all, fantastic.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's definitely the TV mature, I will just say that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Zacko's not allowed to watch that.
Right. But like I said, getting back in the game now, so I have to put my binge-watching back on hold a little bit. But back playing, been doing some WoG runs and different things like that. WoG, a couple weeks ago, we attempted again Ravagers. Got in through, did great all the way through everything. Master Blaster, again, the one that tends to get people, even on story mode. We were able to get the dance going, where you have to move around and the mortars and all the different phases of that. Yeah, it was just, then it just ended up being a DPS kind of thing, and it was just super late by the time we got to that point. But great progress again. Last night, WoG, holy cow, I don't know what got into us. Marshall was back, for one thing, the Stranger returns, I guess. And so he was back there, and he had wanted to do the new sisters fight there on the Gods of the Machine kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we were doing that. We jumped in there. Holy cow! Like you were in Guild Chat, and you knew how fast we went through that.
Yeah, I was doing some stuff for the podcast and wasn't on the op, and I look up and I see an achievement pop up 35 minutes after the op started. Now, for most people, like, you know, running the first, you know, boss or running Tithe, 35 minutes is, seems about right. 20, 35 minutes, somewhere in that range. But this is WoG. Generally, WoG doesn't start killing until 45 minutes after the start time.
Right. We usually have a couple wipes on trash, this and that. But it was going excellent. There was a couple things. I mean, a few dead. There's a couple pulls there that if you just don't get right with some of the CCs and stuff like that, somebody's dead. But other than that, we had no wipes at all like that. So, and, you know, of course, speaking of the wipes, Redna, who Magic begged to come along. Of course, Redna's been wanting, he's been hankering to tank with his buddy Marshall. So he got in there too last night. So that was a good time.
Yeah.
We had a good time, though. We ended up, it was the first time for another streamer, Scrappy Wheels, who has joined us on Unholy Alliance. She joined us on that raid last night. So it was our first time getting to see the sisters fight. So
nice, nice.
Yeah, it was a really good time. So we got some achievements. Then after that, we finished it so fast, we ended up doing a couple of Dreadtooth pulls. So we got some more of the Dread Essences because some people are wanting to do the higher stacks of Dreadtooth.
Oh, nice.
And then we headed on over to do Trapjaw on Tatooine since that's part of Conquest this week. And so we downed it a couple times. Got some, did it at the raid group the first time and got us all 3K. And then we opened it up the second time to everybody else in the guild. And we had a pretty full group on that one and got a bunch more people, got some 3K points for that. So that was going to be good.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, I am a little bit concerned, though, because Scrappy Wheels saw WoG, like, you know, just mow down this stuff.
I know, right?
Do you feel as though she's going to have an unrealistic expectation of the performance going forward?
No, I think it's because of people like that are joining WoG is why the performance is going to keep getting better.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
See, I did that. Yeah. So if she's listening. No, I mean, we have, you know, that's the thing with WoG. I love WoG the way it is. It's very casual. And the range of people that are in there, the skill level varies so much. And so you could have somebody that's completely new to operations, completely new to SWTOR, completely new to in-game period. And then you can also have some seasoned progression raiders that are in there too. And the level, that's what makes it fun. I mean, everybody gets to learn from each other and stuff like that. So it's a really good time. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I do have to question, though, Redna's drink of choice last night. Now, WoG is adult beverage friendly.
Right.
I have no issues with him having a drink and drinking during the operation. But the question is, what in the heck was he drinking? It was something like a taco teeny or something?
It's like a jalapeno teeny or something like that.
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah,
where is your taste buds that, you know, you get to the point where you want to be putting jalapeno into, like, and making it the main ingredient of a martini?
Right, right. Yeah, there were several of us who were like, just shook our head on that. So, and we just got Averia. I know I just botched that name. You just told me earlier.
Averia, yeah.
Yeah, Averia. She just gave us a host. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Averia. Woohoo.
And right there, Mox just put in the poll question. If you guys have just joined us, we are putting up a poll question there. Definitely click on that link. I'm going to be talking about it in just a second. We definitely, one other thing I want to mention real quick that Unholy Alliance has done, I got to do, is we're actually starting to do some hard mode operations. And no, I'm not talking about KP. I'm not talking about EV. We did one last week, and it was actually hard mode DP. Now, we didn't really clear anything. It was a lot of people trying to get everybody organized, getting there and stuff like that. You know how that goes. But we had definitely some people that had been running some hard mode operations before. And it was awesome. It was just the fact that we're doing something more challenging. I loved it. I had a great time doing it. And so we're going to keep plugging away and trying to do those like every other week. I think like that, we're going to get some more, see if we get some more interest in that. So definitely going to start doing more of those.
Awesome, awesome. Hard modes are good. I do enjoy trying them every now and then. By no means am I a progression raider, but I do enjoy making the attempt every now and then.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally different. Let's see. And speaking of everybody jumping in there in the chat, I definitely want to make sure, glad you guys have joined us. You can stay, lurk away all you want as you jump in there. We'd like to see you jump in the chat, be part of the show. And also, while you're doing that, you can click on the follow button there at the top of the page. We'd love to have you join us every other week when we do the show. And you also know when we go live here at Carillion Run Radio by clicking that note, turning on your notification. So definitely like that. And I want to thank everybody who has clicked the follow button for us all through the past. We are now up to 348 followers. That is amazing.
Yes, it is. 348 people who are willing to put up with me every other week.
Right? I know. If they can do that, I mean, think about it.
They can watch any stream if they can
exactly
put up with that.
They can do that. So, yeah, definitely thank you guys for all those follows. Thank you guys for all the hosts. A Magic 8 there with the host. I appreciate that. Also, while you guys are doing that, I definitely want to thank everyone for that. And while I mentioned that Mox put the poll question in there, we definitely want everybody to click on that, and we want to get your opinion on it. What is the next area you hope the roadmap takes SWTOR?
Well, I know where I hope it takes us, JT.
And please don't say it somewhere without your pants.
No. I think it should take us to a giveaway.
Ooh, a giveaway. I like giveaways. But yeah, you can definitely check out the choices we have there. Giveaways would be nice, but we can't give away everything to everybody in SWTOR, can we?
Well, you know, I think if we get two more followers, we probably could, you know, stand to give away a subcode.
Well, what, a 30-day subcode?
I think so.
I like where you're going with that, sir. I like where you're going with that.
That would allow people to see, like, what happens in the 5.4 expansion.
Okay, definitely. But in our poll question we got, you can take your pick between a new PvP Warzone, story adventure, and what I mean by story adventure is like taking on a new story arc. I think it's time we get a whole new story arc, and that's in my opinion. And the new daily area slash planet. I know me and Mox are going to talk about more about that later. And then again, a new uprising slash fast point. And I know, hey, Jason, we just get one in 5.4. Isn't that enough? Well, I just want to make sure they continually roll those out because I think those are much needed in the game. Oh, an Averia, yes, or a new class. Yeah, we're going to talk about that too also. So, and as we do that, we're going to head on into the news in just a second.
From the Newsnet and beyond.
So first bit of news, scheduled maintenance for August. I love the fact that Eric has kept up. He said, you know, back in, I think it was like April, that he was going to post at the beginning of every month when the maintenance was going to happen. And he has been pretty good about that, like getting up right up there on the first day, maybe the second day of the month to get that that post up there so we know when the game will be available or not available for us. So obviously August 8th already passed. There was some back end maintenance that actually we'll talk a little bit more about in a minute. And then there also is the upcoming 5.4 Crisis on Umbar update coming.
I'm super excited about that. The only thing about the new update coming 5.4, I still have to hurry up and get my Gamorrean companion yet.
Oh, yeah, I guess you do. Got to spend some time working it.
The RNG has not been with me so far. It's going to be like the Rancor. It's going to take me 2 years to get that. So.
You'll be able to get it next year when the event comes back and you can buy it with certificates.
Right, something like that.
Ouch. So there was a little bit of an issue with people with older versions of Windows. Now, this actually surprised me. I guess I don't think about, like, people having, like, four versions back of Windows.
Right.
And running SWTOR on a computer that has that. Because, really, like, those versions of Windows didn't support, like, high amounts of RAM and things like that. So, you know, it must be challenging to play with those older PCs to begin with. And then to be like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, boom, there's some sort of like, you know, roadblock that not even allowing you to launch the game.
Oh, exactly. And definitely, you know, I think some of us who are a little more tech savvy with the computers and stuff like that, totally forget that there's some people that, you know, if they have a computer and it's running the game fine, you know, they're not thinking about, I need to do this upgrade. If I have a few more RAM and another solid state hard drive, those loading
another, you mean one probably.
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking my case where I have more than, but I digress. So yeah, I can totally see that, you know, it's something that I didn't think about, but then I can also see like how that can be an issue. And I think they addressed the thing with people that are still using Windows XP and Windows Vista, that it's going to be through October you'll be able to play SWTOR. And then after that, I think that they're going to have to come to another solution like that.
They're not guaranteeing the ability to play past October, basically.
Right.
So they may be able to, they may not. But if the same issue presents itself, you know, with whatever they have planned for in October, which is what I guess they're kind of looking forward and saying, all right, we're going to do a similar type of update, which may cause the same type of problem. So therefore, you know, we're letting you know in advance that if this does happen, then, you know, we can't get support from Microsoft because they discontinued support of these operating systems. So therefore, we can't support those anymore. It really is a Microsoft issue, not a BioWare exactly. issue.
And really, I mean, you can't blame BioWare, EA, because it's an operating system that's no longer supported by Microsoft. I mean, they have a lot of things that they have to put in under tech support as far as games that they have to support for operating systems that are out there that are viable operating systems. So when something's no longer supported, I mean, they have to eventually move on from that.
Absolutely. So server mergers, been on everybody's mind for a long time.
Yes, indeed.
So Keith got a post back on the 2nd of August, and it was from a, Actiomer. It says, hey Keith, got some answers for you guys. Really, it was more like questions, I think. It says he's a guildmaster of a much-deserted guild on a French server, and it's a medium-sized guild, 30 to 40 accounts, which isn't terrible, and they're on battle meditation. And he had a meeting with his guild to talk about, you know, do we want to move as a guild to another server since, you know, the transfers are cheap. And right. They decided they didn't want to, that they didn't want to have to rebuild their strongholds personally. They didn't want to have to redo their starships and guild strongholds. So they decided not to move. And so that was the reason, plus that there was the naming issues. They didn't want to have to worry about, you know, am I going to get my name? And they didn't want to lose members. Like, that's probably the most important thing, that if you're moving outside of a server merger, you potentially will leave people behind. They will come back to the game, maybe. And that happens. You know, we have that happen. People come back, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, like, if somebody comes back and all of a sudden the guild is gone, like, they're going to, you know, feel bad. And that's so they want to obviously prevent that. So Keith addressed it and he said, for the specific guild issues we've raised, they would want to make sure that the entire guild moves, strongholds, everything. So basically you log out on Monday, and after the move on Tuesday morning, you log in and you choose a different server, but it looks the same. Everything's the same. Everything, you don't notice any difference. And that's generally the goal of that type of data operation.
Right.
But and basically, so it sounds like they're moving towards this. They're talking about that, and they're getting these things in ready. But the big issue they're coming up with is names. You don't want to have to, you know, run into characters with other names that, you know, with your name on another server. So they're trying to sort that out. What's the best and most elegant solution for that? So to me, it sounds like server mergers are coming. The fact that he didn't just say, you know, we're investigating it, or we're, you know, he gave a meaningful answer that to me implies that there are some significant discussions going on at BioWare Austin about how to deal with these servers that don't have enough people playing on them.
Oh yeah. And you know, in order for the population that the game has, and there are still some very populated servers. However, there are a few servers that are not very populated at all. And so their gameplay is totally different than, say, like on the Harbinger or the Red Eclipse or Ebonhawk. And so eventually these, I believe that server mergers are probably going to have to happen. Now, if they can keep the guild ships and the strongholds, like they mentioned, and keep those, because they are going to another instance, if there's a way that they can bring that data over, so that'd be just like you said, you know, you basically log off one day, server mergers happen, next day you log on to another server, and it still looks the exact same.
Right.
I think, in my opinion, if you could keep the guild ships, and you can keep the strongholds looking the exact same, I would probably take that. It's not going to be perfect. I think, like you said, I think the names are going to be the hardest. And I think if they go through, like, the first server mergers, they went through and, like, did and cleaning out just people that had placeholders on names. And if you had not logged into a character in so long, they just got rid of that. I think that would be the first step, and I think they've even mentioned about doing that also. That would be one.
Yeah, they definitely will do a name cleanup before before they do any type of server merger to mitigate as many name collisions as they can.
Right. I'd almost wonder if they could do something. You know how they do on Conquest, you know, with the different guilds, and they say, like, doesn't it have your, like, legacy server on some of those
guilds? There is something with legacy servers that, right. that's involved, and I'm not sure how that all works. I don't know. Because when I took my break, I think that's when server mergers happened, so I don't know what happened at that time. I wasn't, like, actively playing. I took, like, a break. I forget exactly when, but it was before Rise of the Hutt Cartel came out till a little bit after it was out, because I missed right. the Hutt.
Yeah, and but yeah, if you look on the Conquest right now, if you look on your leaderboards, typically there will be a few of the guilds that will say, blah, 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 guild at, and I'll have it at signed at, and usually like, you know, Battle Meditation or something else where they originally were from. That right. way the guild collision didn't happen with the guild names. So,
yeah,
maybe there could be something like that. I mean, that'd be kind of a pain, I guess, because your nameplates, you definitely would probably turn nameplates off because your nameplate would probably be like a 3 feet long.
So. Well, what if they just put a second set of brackets after your guild name? And let's say, for example, you came from, was it JC, in little brackets next to your guild name, there's a little another bracket that has JC there.
That might not be too bad. Or even if another level, you know, there's like, your name, legacy name, and like a title. Put like a fourth one underneath it or something like that.
Can I get a Star Wars scroll here?
I have a Star Wars scroll. Like, nice.
And I appreciate Keith's efforts to give us information. I like his style of writing. I like the fact that he's blunt with people, doesn't mince words. So thank you very much, Mr. Koenig, for that info.
Yeah, definitely. I like the way Keith does address things, whether it's news, trolls or whatever. He definitely has a good way of talking to people about that. All right, moving right along. Ranked Season 8 rewards. So, Mr. PvP ranked guy.
Yeah. I was having this discussion with Avaria earlier this week, and yeah, I did do a lot of PvP, almost 600 matches this season, but in no way am I a good PvPer. I think my rating's 1,008. Which is pretty bad. My top rating was just over 1,200, which isn't terrible, but it's not still not great. So I will only be getting, I think, like what everybody gets.
Yeah, that's still, hey, you ventured into that fray, my friend.
Yeah, I have a ton of things to spend. I'm just not going to have nothing to spend them on. Like, I have like literally, I think I have over 55,000 tokens. And I've seen people with much higher rankings that don't have as many tokens as I have. But again, I was doing it for a purpose of CXP, so I was grinding.
All right, so what we're going to get, let's see, what do they go list off here? First, the items given out to individual base. You get the battle flag, the frame stronghold decoration, character flare, which I kind of think that's kind of cool. Character flare is a good idea. A title, and of course, the top 96 players in PvP within their specs or whatever. We'll get a title and some other character flair. And then last but not least, individual items that can be purchased with the Season 8 tokens, so that Mox will be purchasing. PvP weapon set, one of each weapon, like that. New PvP-inspired stronghold decorations. Color crystal, and a mount.
Right, those are restricted by tier, though, right? Whether you're bronze, silver, gold, like which of those things you can buy, I think, right?
That comes off the, well, I'm just going to, I believe, whether that comes off the vendor. So if you get the extra tokens, that's what you can spend with the vendor and stuff. For me, I'm not a PvPer, not a ranked PvPer at all. But I think they could probably up the ante a little bit on some of the rewards. I would like to see PvPers, because the big thing with PvPers is titles, flair, and something with armor, which I think they've got that covered.
Yeah, armor weapons, right?
Armor weapons. I would like to see weapon tunings. I think that would be a cool reward for PvPers, something to give effects to their weapons that can only be earned in PvP.
Yeah, and definitely it needs to be unique. Like, I know there was a lot of pushback when after they reskinned the Rancor, that... Yeah. that, you know, so whatever they do, they just need to keep it in lockdown, and it's only a PvP reward, and that's the end. And you know, even the Dark versus Light vendors have old, I think, PvP rewards or old rating rewards, I forget old which it is.
Ones, yeah, old rating ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually I know that, like, they can only give so many different types of rewards. I mean, it is a game. And even if, like, say they do offer weapon tunings, I know there are going to be other weapon tunings. They're going to go through the cartel packs and, you know, be sold in GTN, et cetera, et cetera. But they definitely need to make whatever the reward is, make it unique enough. And I know there'll be reskins and stuff like that, but make it unique enough that's like, hey, I know that guy. That guy got that from ranked PvP or et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. There's been a lot of times I've rolled across somebody and been like, you know, see somebody and I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Like, they're on a mount or they have a different armor. And so I ask them and I'm like, oh, that's fantastic that they did that. And
the two that I still think the biggest were the weapons that had the fire coming out of them. Those were epic when they first came out. And then the Rancor, even though the Rancor has been reskinned, you see that black Rancor with the pink and the gold on it, you know exactly where they got that from. So
yes. Yes, definitely. All right. So, congrats to everybody who's going to get those really cool rewards. Unassembled component changes.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to make some changes here. For unranked, let's go ahead and go there first. The idea is they're not really going to be per week. They're not going to be really making changes. Where they make them is in the daily stuff. Daily missions now will reward 10 components, and that's down from 12. Now everybody's like, wait, what? But now the weekly mission will now reward 54 components, which is up from 40, which if you do the math, you get 2 from every day times 7, carry the 1, multiply that by pi, that gives you 14. So that you end up...
Wait, there's pi? What kind of pi?
Strawberry.
Oh, yummy.
I know, right? So you're going to still get the same. What I like about it, the change there is... If you miss a day, say you're not able to log on.
Right, you're not missing as much.
You're not missing as much. You can still get the weekly ones. Like, there's just some people that maybe have, like, a Saturday, and that's the day they really get a game. You can do your whole weekly in one day, so.
Exactly.
Yes, Razorak. Hi, definitely. Now, the one that I'm kind of leery of, and, you know, I could be completely wrong. Again, I'm not a PvPer, definitely not ranked PvP.
But 200 components up from 60?
Well... Where they're going to solo dailies, you're getting 15 components, and that's going to be down from 16, so you're losing one there. But the solo weekly you get from 30 is now going to be 100 per weekly on that. And the group daily is going to be 30 components, and that's up from 20, so you get a bonus of 10 there. I like the fact they're rewarding the groups. I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
The group weekly is going to be now 200 components, and that's up from 60. Now, the problem I have... This is a slippery slope. What happened when ranked PvP was giving out so much CXP?
Everybody flocked to it. And everybody flocked to it. Including me. I'm guilty as charged. But it did dilute the pool of talent in there, so it hurt the good ranked PvPers.
Right, exactly. And so I understand what they're doing by rewarding more components. The problem is, by giving so much components like this, to where, oh, well, I can go ahead and rank up all my stuff to 248 by just jumping into to ranked. Well, here I go. And
well, let me give you a proposed solution that actually our new friend and mod, Averia, suggested to me. A gear minimum rating to go along with the Valor minimum rating for ranked PvP.
What is the Valor like
25?
25.
It's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. I'm sorry. I have Valor ranked that high.
Right.
That's terrible.
So she suggested a 242 minimum rating. I think that might be a little high, personally. Maybe 238, 240, somewhere in there, of minimum gear, and maybe a minimum number of set pieces as well to go along with it. Like, you need to have at least a 4-piece set bonus in order to go into ranked. Because, really, do you need to be in there if you're in, like, fully, you know, let's say 216 gear?
Right. Well, now, the only thing I have with that, dude, you know how well my Merc is geared out.
Right.
I still have no business being in ranked PvP.
Now, see, I disagree there, JT. You're a very good player, so...
Yeah. Being a good player, PvE, and then jumping in, being a PvP rank.
Okay, dude. But still, you'd at least be able to hold your own. You wouldn't die in 2 seconds.
That's only because of my Merc.
Well, yeah, that's beside the point. But, you know, but have something. All right. So what, but what would the, maybe this has to be a future discussion. Maybe we are going to have Averia on, by the way, in September. She's going to come on and talk to us about class balance, class changes and such, and a little bit about PvP. Maybe have that discussion then. Like, what else could be the gate to ranked?
Right. And I can agree with her right there. You need to up the Valor. I don't know if 50 or 60 is the answer. I definitely think it needs to go up a little higher. Mm-hmm. I would like to see, they keep track of how many like matches you have. Maybe there should be like how many like unranked war zones or wins or something like that.
Like a win-loss percentage?
Win-loss percentage or something like that. There needs to be another gate. Maybe not Valor. And they need to come up with a new stat that allows you before you jump into ranked.
Yeah.
Because it's going to keep the pool of PvPers. Because, you know, you definitely want to make sure people that want to PvP at that high level can PvP with other PvPers at that high level.
Right. Because you can't just walk into a nightmare operation, kind of impose yourself into a nightmare group, and kind of wreck their chances like you can walk into a ranked PvP match and ruin a team's chance to win.
Exactly. And, you know, granted, there are people that like guilds that have sold nightmare runs on certain bosses and they could carry like one or two. But right. When on ranked PvP, when it's four people. Yeah.
Yeah. Good call. All right. Well, like I said, maybe we'll have that an extensive discussion going forward about PvP.
Definitely.
Maybe in
and
September.
You know, and I don't want to definitely poo-poo the ideas of what they're doing with changing unassembled components, because I think that is a viable thing they've changed. And the changes going forward, I just worry that how much they upped the ranked PvP rewards might be something that could be a slippery slope there. So.
Gotcha. Cool.
And next, we mentioned a little bit changes, class changes. Update 5.4, we're going to be some changes to the Lethality and Ruffian specs for the Operative and Scoundrel, respectively. They're going to be doing some things to bring the DPS back into the range in which they need to probably be.
Yeah, I can't tell if this is a nerf or a buff, like, by reading, so I'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it definitely looks, when you first read it, like the first one, corrosive assault weapon damage has been increased by 13.97%. Oh, what? How's that a nerf? But the big thing is, but it no longer triggers a toxic blast damage. So basically, it's going to up the initial damage, but the other things after the periodic things from the poison effects, that's going to be changed so that the overall DPS will be lower, which right now with Lethality, if you look at go to Parsley and you check out a lot of the stats, they're like almost 1.5 to 2K higher than a lot of other specs.
Crazy.
So, yeah, it is pretty crazy. So this is, I definitely think if you can bring the balancing, and that's what I like, the fact that it is not exactly a nerf as it is a balancing. So, and I think that would definitely be one again.
So it's a balancing for operatives, but it was a nerf for mercs.
Well, but the balancing with the merc.
I'm just teasing you, JT.
No. Hey, that's fine. I'm still the when I can stand there in a master mode. I did this last night. You watched me do that I was standing there by myself and taking on the boss. That's probably not a good idea. But
right.
My survivability is way too high. So I kind of think the balancing they did with the mercs was probably wrong. I think the DPS was not that bad. It was not like out of control.
Right.
But my survivability is definitely needs to be looked at. However, now the DPS is down and now they're going to mess with my survivability. So
I guess we'll wait and see like when they do that round of balancing.
Right. But
all right, I think, JT, it's time for you to give away a subcode, because we hit 354 followers now.
Holy cow, we hit 354? Man, people be wanting the sub.
Yes, they do. So how can people win the sub?
Let me think here. Well, let's see. Let's go ahead and put in... Come up with a word here, Marks.
Let's do Rancor. All lowercase.
Okay, now please type in Rancor.
For your chance to win a 30-day sub, courtesy of Bioware.
Look at everybody jump out of the woodwork and we give away something like that.
I know, right?
It's awesome, though. Thank you guys for all jumping into chat today. Definitely appreciate that. And while you guys are typing in Rancor, I'm going ahead and get us on into the community buzz. All right, we kind of mentioned before in our poll question, where do we want the roadmap to take us next in SWTOR? So I know we're bringing back the Curling Run Tinfoil Hat Brigade.
Yes, and JT, you need to pick your hat because two of them have been claimed. So the Viking hat is gone. I'm wearing that. Jess has the Morellian Barbie hat, the high fashion one. So you get to choose from the other three remaining ones.
See, I want to know where is like the Emperor's like tinfoil robe kind of thing.
Sakari has that one.
Sakari, he's got his orb of tinfoil.
Or his tinfoil orb, awesome. Has the slide changed, by the way? It has not updated on my screen.
Yep, I've got the tinfoil hat brigade slide up there that you made, sir.
Let me refresh that.
I have to do a quick refresh there.
Yes.
Make sure everybody puts in the Rancor. Want to make sure that everybody gets that. So lowercase Rancor on that one.
Beautiful. All right. So, which one did you choose, JT? You have to choose one.
Well, I guess the closest thing is going to be the Weird Owl, but I'm seriously totally wanting the tinfoil robe.
Well, I'll have to do some hunting for you then.
Right.
Maybe I shall contact Tim Gunn and Project Runway and see if somebody on that show can make you Tim a tinfoil robe.
Project Runway.
Make it work.
Oh, Tim, anyway. Check me up.
I know. So, obviously, the next stop on the trip that we're all taking in SWTOR is Umbara. So we're going there. It'd be interesting to see like kind of how like what does this train involve? What does this? It's a very dark planet. If you've watched the previous episode of Curling Run, so where you know what.
Are we sure it's dark? I mean, that's Clone Wars. Maybe the lights went out after we're done with it in Star Wars: The Old Republic.
You mean the lights went on?
No. Like after we're done with the planet Umbara, that's why it's dark.
Oh, so it's light now, and
it could be.
But so you know, we have that coming up. So we know we're getting a flashpoint. And to me, again, Flashpoint involves multiple bosses, so I think we're looking at three, four, five bosses, somewhere in that range. We have a new stronghold coming out. My guess is that's going to be small-ish. I can't imagine it being a ginormous one like, say, Yavin.
As long as we know it's a train. As long as it's like the Japanese bullet train, that's what I want. I just want the Japanese bullet train just to be flying around. Oh, I don't care. That thing is really cool. Unless it causes motion sickness, then I might get that.
Yeah. And obviously we're getting more story here. So that's, you know, we're getting, you know, we kind of got left off at this cliffhanger of there's a traitor in somewhere around us. So, you know, we have to find out who that traitor is and hopefully, you know, put a lightsaber through their face.
And you know what? We already have a winner. I just wanted to let you know that.
What?
Swaggy Carp with the win. I will definitely send you a message here in just a little bit, so definitely stay tuned, and we'll get you that subcode. Yes. Definitely thank everybody else for jumping in that. We mentioned that. So Crisis on Umbara, we're going to definitely get the new stronghold.
Right.
The new flashpoint.
Right.
And we're getting more story.
Right.
Did we mention the one thing, though, about the stronghold? You actually have to do content in order to get it.
Yes, I like that. It'll be a combination of running the Flashpoint multiple times to obtain a key. Then that key will be combined with credits and cartel coins in order to unlock the stronghold.
Yeah, I definitely like that. I think that is a neat way of doing it. You're still going to have to pay the toll, so to speak, but you actually have to do the content. I cannot just be a quote-unquote whale, come in there and buy it, and not have to touch anything about the new content. I like that you actually have to run that, so that's kind of cool.
Exactly. And you know what else I like, JT?
What's that?
The fact that you're going to give away more cartel coins before the end of the show to help somebody who needs to buy their train.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean,
see what I did for you guys there? JT wasn't planning on another giveaway. I just made him, because it's now out there, so he has to.
It's live. It's a live show, so I have to do it.
He has to.
So, yeah, we're going to be giving away some 450 cartel coin codes, so you definitely stay tuned, especially not only for that, But we got a couple announcements later on the show that you definitely want to stick around for that. So
awesome, awesome. All right, so we know all this stuff is coming. We've talked about that in previous shows, and you know it's been been out there for weeks. But what we want to talk about is like beyond 5.4. Like what do we see happening? You know, obviously things are happening with our Eternal Alliance. You know, where are we going? Are we going back to Imp versus Pub? Are we going to stay with the? Will the Alliance stick around? Where are we going to be?
Well, one thing, if you're talking about story-wise, I'm not giving up the Alliance. They're going to pry it on my cold, dead hands. So my character will have to die off, and that's how the story arc's going to go from that point.
Oh, okay, so you're going to be a Force ghost from then on.
Pretty much. That's my...
Even though you're a Merc.
Oh, but maybe Force ghost is the hero class. We'll get into that in just a second.
Oh. Wow, man, your tinfoil hat is on tight.
Told you, man. Yeah, I definitely think, besides the story, and I definitely want to see where that goes, I think we definitely have to get back to Republic and Empire. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to get back to that. I think there's already some groundwork being laid in the, the Hidden World?
The Iokath story?
Yeah, Iokath. I think there was already some stuff laid down there in the groundwork on that. I want to definitely see where it goes with the Crisis on Umbara. And see how that fleshes out. Do you think we're completely done with Valkorion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's done.
Okay. And I think it's at a point where I'm fairly happy with it. I don't think it was the best ending, but I'm definitely... I think I could close the book on that ending and move on.
I mean,
on
if he comes back again, is he reaching the Kephas / Revan-like level?
Yeah, but you hate Revan, so...
I don't hate Revan. I just am tired of him coming back.
Right. Just from the guy who hasn't even played KOTOR, so.
And I am okay with that.
Yeah.
Just like I'm okay with never having seen It's a Wonderful Life. Totally fine with
it. Dude, we have to have a talk after the show about that.
I know. My life is full without that.
Right. So, but some other things. I definitely think the story arc, and I... Surprisingly enough, that is actually leading our poll question.
Yeah, JT's going to be auditioning for a new co-host, by the way, after the show.
Yeah, please leave your name and information there in the chat, because we'll be looking for a new co-host. Besides the story, I definitely think, just some things that I wrote down, and me and Mox kind of jumped in. I definitely think Galactic Starfighter definitely needs some love. I know they had some changes that allowed everybody to have every class of ship from the very beginning. I like that. I definitely think the requisition changes are nice, but I would like to see another map for them.
I totally agree with you. It's been way too long.
Yeah, way too long for that. I know the balancing and how they divvy up the like newbies and the aces all in there together. But I definitely think that maybe that could be a little work there. But I think that they definitely need a new map at the very least. Right. I'd like to see another ship. But I think right now, having all the classes right now at the very beginning, I think that's a good start. Definitely get them a new map. And along with new maps, I think definitely PvP, a war zone, at the very least, a new Hutball map. I think that definitely has to be in.
What? Oh my gosh, JT. No, no more Hutball. Hutball needs to, like, go
no,
away.
No, man. Yeah, but Hutball is really good. Now, I'm not a fan of Queshball, but definitely the more like the original Hutball, I definitely like that. Now, if they don't going to give another map a Hutball, I would like to see another type. They went out on a limb with the Odessan one, which
and
was
it's
definitely
successful.
Right, and it's successful. I like the fact that it can be, like, every faction jumped in there. I don't know if you can still do that with the story going forward. But I like the fact of them trying new things, new types of war zones. I think that's what they need to do. A new type of war zone would be good.
Yeah, and you know what? There's some things are thrown out in chat right now. 8v8 ranked. I never played that, but apparently it was super fun. But there were balancing issues with it, so I don't know that we'll ever see that back. I know that other PvPers that stream that have spoken to Musco have asked him and kind of never really gotten a, you know, well, you know, we'd like to do that. It's more of a, you know, I think there's a lot of work around balancing that properly.
Well, now, and honestly, if there was 8v8 where they actually used the war zones as ranked, I would probably be more apt to jump into that.
That would be interesting. Yeah, right. So a ranked version of Hyper Gates.
Right, exactly. I know my role in some of those positions. I know what I'm supposed to do as far as defending. I know what I do with, like, orbs and stuff like that. But as far as my role as, like, I'm going to just kill that person, yeah, I suck at that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It used to be the thing back in the day. Ranked. 8v8 was the war zones, and that was nice.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize they weren't death matches.
Right. No, they weren't death matches. They were
okay. War zones. Yeah, that's interesting. I also like what Swaggy Carp said. I think 4v4 in the regs does not pop nearly enough. Like, I love those death matches in regs because they're nice and quick. Like, you're not stuck in this, you know, 15-minute war zone. It's, you know, you're in and out in five or less.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think little things like that, I think definitely, like, I would like to see them maybe have a community forum kind of thing on, hey, guys, what do you want to have happen in PvP or GSF, and get you guys? Because, like, just here in our chat room, you guys have some amazing ideas. I definitely would like to see more of those continue.
Yeah, there definitely could be some, you know, some potential there. So I agree with that. Also, you know, more uprisings and flashpoints. You know, I'd love to see that. All that small group content needs to keep coming out. You know, the uprisings were great, but I like flashpoints. They're, you know, a little bit more story there. So I, you know, enjoy that. I'm really looking forward to the Umbara one.
Right. And again, you know, there we are getting a new Umbara one. But I think what we're talking about is making sure that they continue to roll out stuff like that. Throwing out a flashpoint here and there and an uprising. I like, actually for me, mindless some bugs and some balancing issues on some of the uprisings. I think they're really cool. The fact that you can just jump in there, run through it. There's not a lot of cutscenes, so everybody's not in. Because see, the great thing about flashpoints is the cutscene. The other thing, though, is when you're running them time after time, everybody's like, space bar, click the space bar, come on, space bar.
You know? Right.
Right. So that kind of gets kind of crazy. But so I definitely like to make sure they keep rolling those out and not going to be like, okay, well, we gave them so many uprisings this year and we gave them a new flashpoint. So that's good for another, what, 2 or 3 years?
Right.
It needs to be coming out on a rollout plan, especially if they want this experiment rolling out bosses. In between those bosses, when they're not new, they need to roll out other things to supplement what we do in the game. And so I definitely think mixing in new PvP, new uprisings, new flashpoints, I think that would be a good way. Because then you're doing other things and, you know, oh, wait, I'm not really missing that boss right now on that operation, stuff like that, because I got other stuff like that.
Right. And the other thing that's not listed on here that I would like to see coming here soon is like really an explorable planet, like a proper, you know, I can go there when I want to and go and do a mission, you know, or a daily area, something that is not just, I don't know, like the size of like a mall. I want to see something that's like the size of Indiana.
Right, exactly. And let's see, officially, Zyost was the last one that was like that. But it really wasn't that explorable. I think Yavin, as far as being one that you could explore, and there's other things to look for besides just the daily stuff, I think Yavin was a good one. And that's what I'd like to see. I want to see a planet where I have to go and explore. Even if we get something like Oricon, which not huge exploration on, but definitely ties into other things within the game and gave you a daily area that you can keep going around and different things. And I know everybody's like, really? Mox, JT, you guys are wanting us to dailies? Is that really? That's really where you're going? But I want what we're meaning is the actual exploration of another planet and stuff like that. So. And I think,
exactly.
And when that comes out, I would definitely like to see a full expansion, level cap, increase, etc. I think that
probably
needs to happen.
Yeah, something like Oricon, where you got story, level cap increase, and operations, or Shadow Revan, where you got story. Actually, Shadow Revan's probably even better. You got story, flashpoints, operations, level increase. Like, that was to me, one of the best expansions, other than it being one story. Like, that's the only, and I don't think we'll ever get away from that from here on out. I don't think we're ever going to see a separate Imperial and Republic story anymore.
Right, and if we get just one story, and yet we're getting all those other things that are attached to it,
makes it better.
Exactly. So, and I think Aviri kind of mentioned it in the chat earlier, but the kind of the bonus topic, is it time for a hero class or possibly additional specs to existing advanced classes in the game?
Absolutely. It's past time.
It's past time. Because, you know, I got to looking about this when I was talking about this hero classes, which the first real hero class that I was aware of was the Death Knight that was in World of Warcraft. And let's see, the World of Warcraft initial launch was in 2004. And then they announced the Death Knight at a BlizzCon in 2007. That was implemented, right? 2008 then?
Right.
So
I mean, yeah, it was November. It was almost exactly 4 years from launch. So it was November 2004 they launched, and the Death Knight came out in November 2008.
Right. I totally think we need that. And I don't want a hero class that's going to be OP and that everybody's going to go to. But it gives something like, if you've earned your, like, what, your legendary title,
mm-hmm.
and or maybe your legacy rank 50, which is not really used for anything now.
Well, why not open it up? Say, you know what,
exactly.
Here you go, legacy rank 100, we'll open up hero class.
Hero class. And that where you might have a Jedi Knight that does something else, or, you know, I thought one that would have been really good, and I thought would have been great for the Eternal Throne and the Fallen Empire, would have been a Zakuul Knight that would have been a hero class.
Ooh, interesting.
Because you could have just picked it up and gone right through the story, and the backstory was this person is disillusioned now with the Zakuul, the way of thinking, and it's now trying to branch out on its own. You have like a short leveling thing where you learn the abilities, and then you choose whether you want to go on to the Republic or the Imperial, and then that would win your stepping off point. So,
yeah, Dustbuster 360 GF in chat said Imperial Trooper class. I have to totally agree there. Right. First of all, I want to commend you for upgrading from the Dustbuster 260G. The 360 GF is a much better model.
The G.
But the I think it would be great to have an Imperial Trooper class on the Imperial side and then Republic SIS on the Republic side. And each one would have a short story that was tied to each of them. I think that would be really wicked.
Yeah, I think definitely if you want to add new classes, I would think there would need to be kind of a new area just for them, again, where you would pick up kind of your leveling all the way to where possibly your ship or something like that. And then
yeah, like they did with the Death Knight. You know, in the Death Knight and WoW, you started at 50, I think, but by the time you're done your story, you were 55, and you had your mount and your abilities, and you got them piecemeal through doing a story.
Right. I think they've already proven that the boosted characters are working in Star Wars The Old Republic. I think now we need to expand upon that, and possibly with a boosted character, and with as long as you have the unlock completed with other content you have to do in-game, then you can unlock this other class. So,
right. And I'd love to see the spec be the each. So you have three specs, right, that generally you can choose from within in any class. It'd be great if there was a DPS, a heal, and a tank. Like, you can do any of them with that tune.
Right. I completely agree with that.
So
I think if a hero class, that would be the best way, because that picks up all your roles as far as the game and stuff like that. The only thing is, again, as great as that all sounds and wonderful that sounds, that brings in a whole new mess of balancing issues and stuff like that as far as content,
right.
PvE, and PvP. So kind of good with the bad, got a pros and cons with that. But I definitely think it is time that we get a new class in there.
Yeah, it says mercs are tanks in PvP. Mercs are tanks, I'll let you know, in PvE as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're tanks everywhere.
Don't tell BioWare that.
Yeah, don't tell them.
All right, so guys, keep in mind, we'd love to hear your feedback on this stuff. So if you have any thoughts or opinions on this, we'd love to mention them in a future show. Shoot us an email at corellianrun@gmail.com.
Yeah, definitely. If you got an idea of what is your ideal class or something like that, definitely send us an email. Like Mock said, we'd love to hear your suggestions and read out your emails on the next show or so. So definitely let that happen.
Righto.
Righto. So I think that is where we're going to do for the Community Buzz. Definitely thank you guys for that. That's just me and Mock's tinfoil hatting with the Tinfoil Hat Brigade. Right. So now I think we're getting ready to jump into the quick mentions.
Wait, before we do quick mentions, set up a giveaway with the with tinfoil being the word. And I'll start the quick mentions while you're doing that. 124 days to episode 8. I'm super hyped about that. Make sure you're all there at the first viewing, so that way you don't get spoiled. So, although there are people who are getting it like a day or two earlier than some others, but so, and keep that in mind that you may watch it before others. So, make sure you check with somebody before you blurt out something like, you know, I am your father type thing. You're going to be going to the red carpet premiere of Iria. Do you need a chauffeur? Do you need a chauffeur of Iria?
I know, right? As part of, since you're now a mod on our stream, you have to take.
Yeah. Magic, you have to take two old men to watch the movie with you.
Yeah, that didn't sound bad at all.
So we got that. Also, Elise in our guild asked us to make an announcement. We have a upcoming guild meeting, so she had some words about that.
Hi, Unholy Alliance, Wookiee Mistake guild members. This is Elise, your guild leader. We're going to have an all-guild meeting. This is a new occurrence. I really would like to see what people would like to do, get some ideas and feedback on ideas the officers have, and I think this would be the best way for us to do that and get a good conversation going. So the date for the all-guild meeting is going to be August 22nd at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific time. I'll post an agenda in Discord and on the website of what things I'd like to talk about, and then you'll have the opportunity to add or comment on that agenda. But other than that, August 22nd, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, please come so I can talk to everybody and you'll get a chance to meet me and to give us some good feedback so we can make some good events and give you what you want and need as players and guild members. Thanks. See you then.
Thank you, Elise. Definitely appreciate that. And remember to everybody in the Unholy Alliance, remember that for the guild meeting. I think that's going to be a good time to get some ideas out and generated on where we want to take the guild.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So I came across this other item right as we were going live, actually.
Hey, Mox, wait one just a second. The Godfather of Sword War. We're going to have to restart the whole show because he demands a restart. Well,
now, he has absolutely no reason to have been late. I actually sent him a message on Twitter, like, specifically. Like, I didn't, like, expect him to see it. Like, I hand-delivered an invitation to him, and he came late. So, I don't know.
Just saying, when Volk the Godfather Swotor says.
Yeah, well, the replay will be up for him, like, as soon as we're done, right?
Yeah, it should be up.
Love you, Volk.
Yeah.
So anyway, right before we went on the air, I came across this information that at GamesCon, the space battle of Battlefield or Battlefront 2 is going to be showcased there. Like, as in, you're going to be able to see the gameplay, maybe even actually get to play a little bit there. So if you're in the region of where GamesCon is, which is, I don't even know where GamesCon is.
Germany.
Oh, Germany. Oh, look at that. Oh, no, UK. That's the time. Is it Germany?
I'm pretty sure Gamescom is in Germany.
Okay. Well, if you're there, then head over there and, you know, try to get in some Battlefront 2 space battle, because that sounds like it's going to be pretty wicked.
Yeah, I saw a little quick mention on, follow a couple guys on, YouTube, and they were doing some, info about that. And one of the actual, space station-like battles, looks pretty awesome. So that looks like definitely. So if you're going to be at GamesCon, definitely head on over there, check it out, and let us know about it. We'd love to get your firsthand input on what you thought of it, and the space battles and stuff like that, because that looks pretty awesome. It looks
it
like
might
old...
get you a highly prized spot as a guest on Corellian Run Radio. Hey, those, we don't just give those out to anybody.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
I know, right? But
tell them that.
It could be just a prize for who knows. But yeah, we definitely, if you guys get to Gamescom in Germany, let us know if you had a good time. So, yeah, magic location, location. All right, everybody, if you have typed it in one time, go. That's fine, but definitely make sure you type in tinfoil. And I'm going to roll the roll it for 450 cartel coins that you could probably use towards your new stronghold, provided you complete the content in update 5.4.
All right, so the last, well, we have two things left, two big things to talk about here.
Yep.
Number one. JT has planned a special event that is going to take place in September on the, what date did we choose, JT?
The 16th, I believe.
All right, September 16th, which is
a date right now, but
yeah, it's a Saturday. And what we're going to do is we're going to take tunes from level 1 to level 70 in a single stream.
Right. Where the idea is we're going to try to jump on in that in one stream, get on up from level 1 to 70, and hopefully jump into a raid and do something like that. So,
yeah, so most likely we'll be starting sometime midday East right. Coast time in America, so that's going to be in the evening for you European folks. And we're going to try and, you know, probably run to like midnight or so to see if we can't get to level 70 and have done an operation in that time frame. It's going to be like one, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're just going to pound through stuff. We're going to have four people that are doing it to make sure that we maximize all of our bonus missions and things of that nature. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Right. And I think we're going to definitely group up with my nephew, Zacho. So he's going to try. We want to try to get four people because then you maximize your XP as well. So,
right. So a lot of fun. So make sure you keep tuned for details. But it looks like it's going to be mid-September for that. And the goal, obviously, is to have some fun doing that. We're also going to be focusing on also trying to raise some money for our Extra Life charity.
Excellent, because that's one. It's another event what we're going to have for our Extra Life. We want to try to get closer, but that was just going to be way too much on our actual day for Extra Life. So, but we yeah. still wanted to do it. So, all right. Indeed. And with that, I'm going ahead and roll it for the 450 cartel coin.
All right.
Oh my gosh, he called it last night about his RNG on streams.
Congrats, Razrax. Watch out, Magic Ace might put on a V-neck t-shirt Magic's and try to get those from you.
She definitely will try to get those from me.
All right, so it's time now, JT, to share our big announcement.
Yep, another announcement.
That was our medium announcement. This is our big announcement.
The big one.
Yes. So we from time to time get the get to kind of do stuff with the devs and such. When JT was out with his surgery a few weeks back, I emailed Musco and said, "Hey, JT's going to be on the mend. Is there anything we can do to help get his spirits up? And we have this new content coming out. Can we do anything with that and you guys in order to kind of have some fun and kind of be involve the game and help kind of raise JT's spirits?" And Eric was kind enough to offer us the chance to do a playthrough of the Umbara Flashpoint. Unfortunately, we can't do it beforehand. Like, we were hoping for an exclusive, kind of like do it ahead of time kind of thing, I like know, Chuck right. and Brian got with the Uprisings. You can't, that always doesn't work out. But they did offer us a chance, immediately after the release, like that Wednesday or Thursday after it's released, we're going to be able to play through the Umbara Flashpoint with Eric and hopefully the dev that created it.
Yeah, that's going to be definitely. So we definitely know it's going to be Eric, Musco, Mox, and myself, and then another member of the development team. So.
Yeah, so we're either going to live stream it, or we're going to record it and play some of the video or the whole video that Saturday on our show.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. I think it's gonna be good to fun.
Yeah, I did try to do a train robbery. Unfortunately, it did not work.
You got booted off.
I did. There you go. That's good. You know what? That's gonna have to be the great train robbery. That might have to be our graphic for this, JT.
Nice. Oh no, not Eric. Yeah, what role?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, what role? I'm just going to say.
Yeah, we may have to have Eric tank. Like, no more DPSing for him.
Yeah, no more DPSing.
So anyway, yeah, that's coming up, so definitely tune in for our next episode. Keep an eye out just in case it is live streamed. If it is, it may be at a different time or during the week or something, so keep an eye on at Corellian Run on Twitter, so that you can, and our social stuff is right there on the screen. Keep an eye there. We will keep you appraised of any changes or updates to that.
Yeah, and of course, speaking of that, the easiest way to know when we go live, in case we happen to do it for the special playthrough, definitely click the follow button there at the top of the page and turn on notifications so you know exactly when the next time we go live. I definitely want to thank everybody for all the follows, all the hosts. Thank you very much, Kidley, Magic Ace, and Averia. I definitely want to thank all you guys for doing that and all the follows. You guys are awesome about that. So, guys, for all the love you guys show us, we definitely appreciate that. So
please take a moment to leave us positive feedback on iTunes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
If you'd like to contact us, have questions or ideas, or especially ideas about where you'd like to see things change as far as like new class or anything like that, send us an email at CorellianRun@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at CorellianRun. Feel free to follow our personal Twitter accounts. Mine is at JT_Holonet, and Mox is at Fort Worth Jim.
If you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page, and or join our Facebook group, you can also leave a voicemail for us on our website, CorellianRun.com, or our Facebook page that could be featured on a future show. Finally, if you'd like to be a writer or submit content for our website, send an email to CorellianRun@gmail.com.
That wraps up for us here at Corellian Run Radio. Thanks for all our fans, followers, and loyal listeners for tuning in. Definitely thank everybody for in the chat. We've got well over 35 people in there. Thank you guys. It was an amazing day. Love all you guys' input. Thanks for the people hosting us. And until next time, I'm Jason.
I'm Mox. May the Force be with you, or keep those blasters by your side, kid.
You've been listening to Corellian Run Radio, a Star Wars Old Republic podcast. Tune in next time to hear Mox say,
Great Umbara train robbery. I'll need to find a mount for that.
And transmission.